Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're recording.
Hello,
everybody.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched Ready to Love, episode 5, I believe. And I have a new favorite guy. Yes, which is surprising because half of them are terrible. More than half. But yeah, new favorite. I'll go ahead. I'll do my initial thoughts first. How about that? Switch it up. Mario is my new favorite.
What?
Yes. I've always kind of liked him, but he kind of wasn't like in last week's episode like at all. He like disappeared. But I do have many thoughts on his little pool argument with Tandi. But that even aside, I appreciate his sincerity. And even in that argument with Tandi, he showed a level of like maturity and compassion that was a stark difference to Jimmy, who had a similar altercation with Kimber. It just showed two highly different maturity levels and levels of empathy and compassion of two men who were having differences with their women. And
for reference, Jimmy is 1 year younger than Mario.
He is. You would never guess it. Because he acted like a straight infant. And that
I would have thought Jimmy was in whatever his 20s acting like that.
I thought, I would have really thought that. But Mario just had a very cool, calm collectiveness to him during his, you know, confrontation or whatnot with Tandi that I just really appreciated. And we'll go into it further because I have other thoughts on, like, that whole thing. But I just appreciated that. And he made me my new favorite man of the season.
That is unexpected.
Yeah. So that's one thought. And let's see, Aisha and Brent, that played out very quickly. I literally just said last episode they were my new favorite couple to watch because I was excited to see how two people who came from like previously kind of toxic, abusive of relationships were gonna come together. But damn, didn't expect that to fizzle out so damn fast. Also didn't really like how they characterize her as being like very aggressive and like she's all over the place, and London is literally doing the same thing with Alexis and Divine. Mario, much as I love Mario, he was literally just in the pool with Riva straddling him 1 second, and then he's with Tandi the next. So why are we characterizing Aisha as aggressive and all over the place? Like, such a big double standard there in this episode that I did not like, and I was very disappointed to see her go. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Just new people coming up and I'm having, you know, changing opinions on them and whatnot. So yeah, what do you think?
So my first thought after watching this episode is that you really can't be faithful to one couple yet. Because when I saw Alexis seriously entertaining Cat Daddy Carrie, I was like, oh, we can't. We don't know what's going to happen. We still, episode 5, do not know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, this is still going crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I love this show.
Exactly.
And then also, I'm just really excited that I have you, Natasha, as my podcast partner to talk about these very Southern, old-fashioned, slightly misogynistic, anti-feminist traditions that these men keep bringing up as two young women from the North, from New Jersey, who went to all-girls private school.
That's true. Talk about that context. We clearly have many thoughts on the things that we are watching on this year's show.
Many.
gosh.
Because I, and obviously already call out, please email to blackgirls1rose@gmail.com if any man has told you that something has been inappropriate when you've never been on a date with him. I just really want to know where those balls came from. But I honestly don't have any experience with somebody like that. And I also don't have any experience being taught to mind my mouth in that way. So I'm just excited that we get to talk about it, put it out into the universe, and then hear back from our audience about, like, exactly what that dynamic is.
And it's funny because Tandi, I think her and Ashima and Divine were sitting and chatting, and they even called out the fact that, like, Mario is a Southern man.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a bitch from Detroit. And, like, she already called out that, like, regional differences. I thought that was interesting that they even named it on the show.
Yeah, but he's from, like, Mississippi or Alabama or something.
Oh, yeah. He sounds hella country. And just his, like, values. And, like, he just seems very, like, simple Southern man to me.
So I'm just excited to talk to you about it and then hear back from our listeners, too. So, yeah, that's it. I'm excited to get into this recap, though.
Yes, let's.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.